Rome to have fired its United Nations ambassador Saturday for breaking ranks to denounce the military's ouster of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. And police stepped up a crackdown on protesters across the country. Myanmar has been shaken by a wave of demonstrations since a coup toppled civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st. Authorities have ramped up the use of force to suppress dissent, deploying tear gas, water cannon, and rubber bullets to disperse some protesters. While in the streets, protesters chant, "What are the police doing? They are protecting a crazy dictator." In justifying its seizure of power, the military has alleged widespread fraud in the November elections, which Suu Kyi's party won in a landslide, and promised fresh polls in a year. But its ambassador to the United Nations on Friday broke ranks and made an emotional appeal to the international community for the strongest possible action to restore democracy. State-run TV announced Saturday night that he was no longer Myanmar's UN ambassador because he did not follow state orders. Myanmar State TV also broadcast the arrival of more than 1,000 Myanmar nationals deported from Malaysia, despite a court order halting the repatriation. The migrants, whom activists say include vulnerable asylum seekers, received a hero's welcome at Yangon's Navy port, attended by military families and officials. Some of the returnees, including ethnic minorities who may have protection concerns, though, are among the group, and that's according to rights activists. And Bangladesh's prime minister shrugged off criticism of her government's rights record as a second day of protests are held over the death of a writer in prison. This is VOA News. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, readying America for what's being touted as an easier-to-use option to fight the pandemic. The acting head of the Food and Drug Administration said in a statement that the agency plans to move quickly to make J&J's shot the third vaccine authorized for emergency use in the U.S. And South Korea has begun a review of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine, the government said Saturday. The Food and Drug Safety Ministry said it would study the one-shot vaccine with private advisory panels before it authorizes its use. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it was closely following outbreaks of Ebola in Democratic Republic of Congo and Guinea, and said the risk of Ebola to the United States was extremely low. Out of an abundance of caution, the U.S. government will institute public health measures for the very small number of travelers arriving from the DRC and Guinea, the CDC said in a statement late on Friday. And a gorilla and two lions have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Prague Zoo, which is closed amid lockdown restrictions in Poland. The zoo director said on Facebook that the animal's symptoms have been mild so far. He said the lions have a cough and the gorilla has lost his appetite. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Saturday that the country's biggest city, Auckland, will go into a seven-day lockdown from Sunday after a new local case of the coronavirus and one of unknown origin has emerged. 2 weeks ago, Auckland's 2 million residents were ordered into a three-day lockdown when a family was diagnosed with the more transmissible UK variant of the new coronavirus, which causes COVID-19. In America, the U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill in a win for President Joe Biden. But even as Democrats savor the major step, party leaders are trying to assure progressives that they'll revive their derailed drive to boost the minimum wage. The bill passed early Saturday on a near party line vote. It means cash for individuals, businesses, and states battered by COVID-19. And the U.S. Peace Corps turned 60 on Monday. The Peace Corps was established through executive order by President John F. Kennedy on March 1st of 1961. For more on this story and others, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.